Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That's the topic of this week's edition of Praying Pals. And that is the exact quote from Scripture from Romans 12:21. I'll read it again. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Today I learned something about someone, and it just grieved my heart. I learned about someone who was arrested for a horrific crime. Now this person, I remember, and he had grown up in a home with parents who claimed to be Christian. But his parents did not share the truth with love. This person was taught the law with an iron hand of fear and punishment. I know a lot of people throughout the country and around the world, and whenever I encounter this, it grieves my heart. How different his life would have been had he been taught with truth, taught the truth by example and with love, instead of hypocrisy and legalism. Now, as Christians, we need to see such things and pray for people that have been just basically mistreated by people who are not walking like Christ. And as Christians, we need to look and think, how may I share Christ in this situation? How could I overcome evil with good through the strength of Christ, by the grace of Christ? How could I share Christ in a situation like that? Now, while we see these things, as Christians, we need to be sure not to look at things and only find what is wrong with them and just talk about it and be sad. Yes, we need to call sin, sin, and we need to call evil, evil, but we are not to focus and learn too much about evil. Instead, we need to find the good and overcome evil with good. Again, today's scripture, Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. How often have we simply identified the evil and yet not done the good to overcome it? That question is on my heart. It's a very important question that you and I need to ask. We must come before the Lord humbly. We all need Jesus so desperately. Amen? Amen. In conclusion, let's ask the Lord to help us apply His scripture in our lives every single day, and we can only do this with His help. Ephesians 4:15 is what I desire. I prayerfully desire to do. Here it is. Ephesians 4:15, quote, but speaking the truth in love in all things, both our speech and our lives, expressing His truth, let us grow up in all things into Him, following His example, who is the head, Christ. I'm going to read that again. Quote, but speaking the truth in love in all things, both our speech and our lives, expressing His truth, let us grow up in all things into Him, following His example, who is the head, Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, it just hurts my heart to see people who have been hurt by hypocrisy and have not yet come to know You. And we pray for everyone who has been given a misrepresentation of You. And we pray for children who have grown up in homes that have expressed hypocrisy instead of love. We pray for You to heal their hearts and that they would encounter You, Jesus, and know You personally, and know the real You. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your love. We pray that you would just fill us and use us in spite of ourselves. We need you, Jesus. We welcome you, Jesus. And now I pray with the listeners who desire to come to you and who have not yet received you as Savior and Lord. And so I pray with them now, Lord Jesus, we confess our sins. We are so sorry for doing things that are anti you. Just please help us to love you instead of reject you. And so we receive you, Jesus, in our hearts as Savior and Lord. Please rule our lives. We receive your precious gift of eternal life because of what you did, Jesus. We believe in you and what you did on the cross, that you died on the cross in our place, that you bore the punishment for our sins. And we believe that you rose again, conquering sin and death for us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your forgiveness. Please cleanse us, fill us, use us in whatever way you want. Please infuse us with yourself and please help us to share your love authentically in speech and in our deeds and in every aspect of our lives. Help us to love our family members. Help us to love our friends and our enemies, but we can only do this through your help. So we just confess our weakness, ask for you to be our strength and to do this powerful work in our lives. We just bow before you, just face down on the ground. We just bow before you and thank you that you love us and that you are real and that you are so loving, so true, so righteous. We praise you and thank you for being you. And we also pray for your best for each prayer request sent to Praying Pals. Please help each heart and draw everyone close to you and closer to each other. And in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Do something good when you see something bad. Ask the Lord to help you to apply today's scripture. Again, today's word, which I like to say, take God's word for it, is found in Romans 12:21. Quote, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Go ahead and send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Thank you again, my friends, and remember that Jesus still loves you.